Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And in New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli, I think, has a really strong chance to be the next governor of the Garden State. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here. We will check in again with Henry down at the ballpark. The president just spoke in the Oval Office, and some Republican senators came out and talked about Arctic frost. And that's what I was talking with Dr. Coates about a little bit earlier, the level of spying that was going on by the previous administration, Jack Smith, going after Republican senators. I mean, just absolutely chilling to think about the attempts these people would do to spy on Republicans and to spy on their political opponents. It's just kind of stuff you really can't make up. It truly is. The shutdown continues. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt outlining that today. And she also had an exchange with Caitlin Collins from CNN, who was essentially now denying that there's crime going on in Portland, Oregon. I don't know why the media. Let me explain the narrative for you. I mean, you're a smart person. You can figure this out, because the president said, I don't know why a governor wouldn't accept help. The narrative the media wants to make is that Trump is trying to take over American cities with the military. I don't know what purpose, though. I mean, think about this. The president is still the president. Whether there's military troops in a city or not, I don't like it. He's not trying to overthrow anybody. It's not as if you throw out Brandon Johnson, Trump becomes, he's already president. What's the objective of taking over an American city? Because that's the narrative that Tubby Pritzker uses, and the mayor of Chicago, and the mayor. Authoritarian Trump trying to take over a city. Okay, for what purpose, though? I mean, to put what people that aren't MAGA in concentration camps and holding cells? And if that was the case, did that happen in D.C.? No. In one of the most liberal cities in the country, Washington, D.C., National Guard was there. National Guard's still there, not requiring people to show their MAGA hats or show their MAGA loyalty ID card. So what's the end game here? I'm president. I send in troops to Portland. Now I've seized control of the city. But you already had control of it. You're the president. I mean, I understand there's federalism, and the states are technically separate from the federal government, but it's not as if it's the United States of Portland and it's a different country, and by taking that over now, you somehow have gained the ability to be president for another term. But they don't go that extra step. And I guess there's a lot of stupid people out there that just hear this and they go, oh, he's taking over cities. Okay, but why? What does that get you exactly? What prize do you win? I understand taking over another, like a foreign city. You take over Quebec, I guess. Now, maybe you've made inroads in becoming, we're taking over Canada. We're invading a foreign country. But if it's a city in your country and you're the president, you're kind of already sort of in charge anyway. I mean, you're not the mayor, but you don't want to be. You ran for president, not mayor of Portland, Oregon. you're kind of in charge of the state, but not really, because the state's separate. But you didn't run for governor of Oregon, and what's the end game here? So you have to go with this fantasy that the end game is Trump has troops, and then therefore there's no election in 2028, I guess, and he gets to just stay as president because the troops will open fire on people trying to hold an election. I don't think enough people take the time to really connect that next dot and go, okay, if then what? If then that. So if there's federal troops in an American city and those troops decide that they're going to help Trump stay in power forever, how does that even work exactly? Do they go seize the voting machines? Do they seal off voting booths and voting places? I mean, it's really silly, but that's where we are right now. Here's Caroline Leavitt with Caitlin Collins. This is cut number 3 from Monday's press briefing. Take a listen.
No local officials that you can point to that have said we need the National Guard? Because I spoke to the police chief of Portland last week. He said that the president's claims just don't match up with what's happening on the ground.
I would encourage you as a reporter to go on the ground and to take a look at for yourself, because there's been many members of the press, not press in this room, but independent journalists, some of whom will be inviting to the White House very soon to share their stories, because they have been in the middle of these riots and they have witnessed the anarchy that is taking place night after night. It's on video. You should play it on your show. You have a great opportunity in prime time on CNN to show your audience. Yeah, but you're probably talking to partisan Democrat officials who are opposed to everything this president does. You should also ask the people who live in Portland. We've actually heard from many members of the community who have said that this is complete civil disobedience. It's a mess. It's been loud. It's been troubling for neighbors in the community who are just trying to live peacefully. And these people are not and there to peacefully protest. They are there to cause mayhem and havoc.
Yeah, Caroline.
Stephen, go ahead.
And what? Like what? What benefit does the president get by fighting crime in these cities? This is what I don't get. What's the upside for him? It's only upside for them. This is why the president said earlier, I don't know why a governor would say no. I'm offering help. I'm offering resources. I'm offering people. And I'm offering, we're going to pay for it. He's not even sending them a bill. It'd be one thing if he went in there, sent in the troops, sent in the federal officers, because really the military is not really cleaning up the streets. But let's just say hypothetically, that's what happened. And then the president sent them an invoice and was like, well, now you owe us a lot of money because we did all this work for you cleaning up. Like, okay. But that's not what's happening. This is Caroline Leavitt, cut number 5. Why should they be concerned about the federal government offering help? I don't get this. Take a listen.
In Portland, do Democrats not have reason to be concerned that there are long-term plans by this administration to keep U.S. military or the National Guard in American cities, like what we're seeing here in Washington?
Why should they be concerned about the federal government offering help to make their cities a safer place? They should be concerned about this. They should be concerned about the fact that people in their cities right now are being gunned down every single night. And the president, all he's trying to do is fix it. And there has been a complete smear campaign by the Democrats and the media, quite frankly. I was reading Political Playbook this morning, one of the most inside the Beltway newsletters you can find. And you guys are framing this like the president wants to take over the American cities with the military. The president wants to help these local leaders who have been completely ineffective in securing their own cities. And we have already seen there's a positive formula for that. Look at Washington, D.C. The murder rate has declined significantly. Our streets are safer. People who live here feel safer. All of you in this room, I know you do. You just won't admit it. And it's a proven system that works, and the president wants to make America's cities safe again. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't really know what's wrong with that either. But here's Tubby Pritzker, who was speaking today in Chicago. And let's see, this is cut 31. He doesn't want Kristi Noem's thugs in his city. Now, who sounds like the authoritarian here? Just saying. Cut 31.
I refuse to let Donald Trump, Kristi Noem, and Gregory Bovino continue on this march toward autocracy. Their plan all along has been to cause chaos, and then they can use that chaos to consolidate Donald Trump's power.
How?
They think they can fool us all into thinking that the way to get out of this crisis that they created is to give them free rein. Well, that plan will only work if we let it. The state of Illinois is going to use every lever at our disposal to resist this power grab and get Noem's thugs the hell out of Chicago. I'm not afraid. I am not afraid, and I won't back down.
The only thing you're afraid of is them running out of dessert at the buffet, you slob. And the only thing you won't back down from is that. Chocolate lava cake. You won't back down. No matter how hot is it, the center, how gooey and warm the center is, you won't back down. You're still eating it. Nothing will deter J.B. Pritzker from getting his hot lava cake. Sometimes it's too hot, they tell you that. Or it's in a ceramic thing and they say, please don't touch it. And some people might be deterred. Not Pritzker. He's going right in. Yeah, he might get a burn in the inside of your mouth. Or it's like pizza. You ever get pizza right out of the oven and you don't wait a second? You take the paper plate, kind of do the thing, and it's smoking, and you bite it, and it burns the upper part of your mouth? Worth it, in my opinion. And worth it, in his opinion, with everything. So they might be like, Governor, you should wait like 30 seconds before you have that hot, delicious slice of cheese pizza. And he's like, I'm not backing down. I won't be deterred. How does Trump consolidate his power by sending federal officers to cities and states when we've been doing that in this country for, I don't know, I'm no expert, but I did see the movie The Untouchables, and I'm pretty sure that the whole genesis of The Untouchables was a joint task force to go after bootleggers. And it comprised of federal agents from Treasury, along with state and local officials, to also go after bootleggers. And many of them were on the take, obviously, and, you know, brought a knife to a gunfight and whatnot. But we've been doing this for a long time. We've had these joint federal, state, and local tasks for the, as I mentioned, there's literally a show on HBO right now called Task about a, wait for it, task force starring Mark Ruffalo, and it's a great show, and I highly recommend it. Have you guys seen it yet, by the way, Justin and Matt, have you guys seen it?
I did finally manage to see the first episode, and you did not lie. It is a great show, and I'm excited to watch more.
What do you think of the Delco accent? It's a little heavy on the D. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's almost there. It's so close to being what I expect it to be, but it's just there's something. I think you're right with the heavy D.
Pause. There's one scene where he talks about taking his daughter to the father-daughter dance, and it's like, it's like, we got the dance.
Like, he's trying too hard to do it. Like, he's giving it so much that he's overdoing it.
Yeah. Like, we're going to go to the wah-wah. Like, it's almost too much. And I appreciate it, because I know these actors are not from around this area, and they got dialect coaches and whatnot, but, you know, it's all I hear.
What, less is more. Like, just dial it back just a little bit.
And you're there. Oh, we got to go. Let's check in with Henry at the ballpark before he's got to run. He's got to jump.
Update, because there's so many people down at Citizens Bank Park, the technology that he was given by Odyssey has failed.
So, I'm shocked.
I know. Crazy, right? So I'm going to go give him a call right now, and then we can go to him in a second.
I am shocked. So, okay. There you go. DeSantis, have you seen Task yet?
I have not. I've been on a movie kick recently. I'll get back into TV. Don't worry.
I'm sure we're all dying to know what movies you've seen.
Well, the one I watched the other day was a personal favorite of mine, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it's still great, I'm happy to say. And then
I agree.
I saw one battle after another. That was, I mean, it's good, but it's sort of a rough watch given the times.
What do you think? It's like an Antifa kind of show, right?
To some extent, yes. It does paint or attempt to paint like far left political activists who are violent, mind you, in the film, as sympathetic figures at some points, which is like, come on.
Is Cut 18, out of curiosity, from the movie, or is that just kind of like the movie?
Oh, no, that's not from the movie, but you know what? It could be a deleted scene.
Do we have the ability to play Cut 18? This is a Portland City Council member named Angelina Murillo, a socialist, who's now facing backlash after posting a video online that appears to provide instructions for protesters on how to avoid identification while committing crimes during these quote-unquote protests. In the video, she advises individuals to evade detection by purchasing burner phones with cash and using encrypted messaging services to coordinate activities. She also instructs individuals to fully cover their faces to escape facial recognition technology, a tactic she suggests could help avoid law enforcement scrutiny. Let's take a listen. Cut 18.
We know that there are more ICE agents on the ground now and that federal surveillance is at an all-time high. So here are some ways that you can protect yourself while organizing for your community. Local journalists like Kevin Foster, who are on the ground at the ICE building, have captured video footage showing that there are unidentified black helicopters flying over the ICE building, and we suspect that they are using that to gather data on people.
Just pause it right there. I remember when we used to be accused of being the black helicopter crowd, that we were the ones who were out there, black helicopters everywhere. I'm just making that observation. Just making the observation. Okay, go ahead.
Devices used at most federal buildings, and most people think that they can beat that by covering their faces. But if you just cover the lower half, guess what? You have left your eyes and eyebrows, which are the most identifiable part of you. Even if you do cover your face successfully, some technology can also track your gait and the way that you walk in order to create a pattern that's just identifiable to you, just like a fingerprint. And guess what? Your phone, you should consider this a tracker and a listening device at all times. With your phone, they can track your location. They can see who you met with. If you happen to organize with a bunch of different people and you all took the bus to the same secure location, guess what? They have a pattern of who you organize with and who you talk to and how long.
All right, enough of this whack job. Let's go to our whack job, Henry Machette, who's live at Citizens Bank Park right now with a bunch of other whack jobs. What's up, Henry?
Yeah, what an entrance there. I don't even be using my phone right now. I mean, it's the first time I've ever called into this line. Now I don't want to use it because now apparently our phones are listening.
So what happened? The communications went down?
Well, yeah, the amount of people here has increased considerably. So, yeah, I've been using my phone to communicate with you guys. And once that went down, yeah, that's what happened there. The connection went down. We tried to connect on access. That went down. Yeah, it's been a whole ordeal out here.
All right, so Henry, you're there at Citizens Bank Park. If the Phillies win tonight, then what happens?
Oh, so series will be tied 1-1. It's a best of five series. We head back to Los Angeles for two games at Chavez Ravine with the Dodgers. So hopefully the Phillies can take at least one of those games so we can get back here for a game five in Philadelphia.
And then we could win it in Philly. That's what we want. We want to win in Philadelphia.
We want to win. We want to win in Philadelphia, if possible. That would be nice, but we want to win. Bottom line, got to win. Got to be the first one to win three games in this series.
Listen, I have news for you. We pulled together our money, and we got you a ticket for tonight's game.
Yes, I actually did get a ticket for tonight's game. I had to choose between having groceries this week and going to tonight's game. And, well, I chose tonight's game.
Oh, no, we were saying we bought you a ticket.
Oh, you bought me a ticket?
But you already got one.
I already got one. What do you mean you got me a ticket?
We didn't really, but we were going to...
Oh, it's the thought that counts, I guess.
In our heart, we did. But you got one, you see?
I got one. Me and my friends, we were looking for a ticket, tried getting around $200, got it around $200. Now I'm just going to starve the rest of the week.
Now, how do you know if it's a real ticket or not?
I buy it through a verified source. It wasn't like a guy on the street here or anything.
Was it a guy who's like, you know, scratching his arms going, hey, man, I got a ticket here?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, wasn't it scalpers like that? Yeah, walking by you going, tickets, tickets, tickets? No.
Okay, well, good. Congratulations. Do you have a seat, or are you in the standing area?
Yeah, I'll be in section 333. So if you're out there, look for me. I'm the guy in the green jersey, the fanatic green jersey.
Okay, good. All right, well, yeah. First pitch is 635. Are you going to go inside the ballpark and watch them warm up?
You know what? I'm going to wait for my friends because they're still making their way down here from work. But until then, I'm going to hang around here with the rest of the Odyssey crew and enjoy my time here.
All right, buddy. Well, we appreciate you checking in. Did anybody else want to come on the air? Did you find any fans who wanted to say hi?
We did have a few, but yeah, the timing just didn't work out with all of them. We had one who asked, "Hey, can I come on and just start cursing up a storm?" And I went,
"Yeah,
no,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you would have liked that." All right,
sure, why not?
I should have kept them here. Darn it,
go out with a bang. All right, buddy, enjoy the game tonight. Go Phils! Thanks for your hard work, Henry. I know it was a lot of work being down there at the ballpark, having fun in the beautiful sunshine before the Phillies game.
Yeah, real tough stuff out here. Thanks for having me, Rich.
Not all heroes wear capes, Henry.
No, they just wear Philly jerseys.
All right, this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where you can make your wonderful fall getaway escape week or weekend special trip. If you stay during the midweek, you get 10% off and resort credits, and they also have special deals on weekend getaways as well. And mark your calendar for Halloween, October 31st, for our next live show. We will be there live, okay? It's going to be a lot of fun Halloween night. I want to remind you, Friday we are live in Wildwood for our Save Jersey rally. And then Monday night, October 13th, we will have our special Politics and Pints event with number one New York Times bestselling author and Navy SEAL Jack Carr, okay? So mark that down as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The president, Caitlin Collins, today was in the Oval Office and asked the president regarding the Insurrection Act. Would he use that? This is cut number 34, CNN's Caitlin Collins. Take a listen.
What? The Insurrection Act, under what conditions or terms would you?
Well, I'd do it if it was necessary. So far, it hasn't been necessary, but we have an Insurrection Act for a reason. If I had to enact it, I'd do that. If people were being killed and courts were holding us up or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that. I mean, I want to make sure that people aren't killed. We have to make sure that our cities are safe.
Yeah, the Insurrection Act was not passed by him, it was passed by Congress. And it's because of the kind of things that happened in Chicago. So I'm going to play you this dispatch. Dispatch audio confirms Chicago police were ordered not to assist federal agents. All right, you may have heard this earlier on the news or something like that, but I do want to comment on it. This is cut number 19. Agents were actively en route. The order was given not to help them. The dispatcher initially seemed slightly taken aback by the order, but promptly relayed the message to all responding units. ICE agents, don't help them. Cut 19.
Okay. Any kind of particular hairstyle? Just younger, male, Hispanic, on foot, wearing all black?
No hairstyle.
Okay. 10-4. And wanted for the hit and run. This guy fled from the scene at 37th Place in Kedzie. It all occurred, started at I-55 in Kedzie. Then they fled southbound at Kedzie, where that offending vehicle crashed. They ran the federal agent off the road. They fled on foot westbound 37th Place from Kedzie. It was a male Hispanic younger wearing all black clothing. 99.
Yeah, send the cars in that direction. Have them stay put 2 or 3 blocks away, all right? Have them hold tight until I give you further direction, please.
Okay, 10-4, MCB units responding to 39th Place in Kedzie per 999. If you guys can just... So the units responding to 39th and Place in Kedzie, if you guys can start heading there as quick as you can, and then just hold tight for instructions with 999.
Put the chief of patrol clear, everybody up. We're not responding over there.
Radio check. And again, per the chief of patrol, we have all the units that, per 999, chief of patrol said all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody over to that location.
62, we're going to clear out as soon as we can, Spot. We're like blocked in over here, so we're going to do the best we can to get out of here as soon as we can.
999, don't help federal agents who are potentially being attacked. Excuse me. Sorry, I probably should hit the cough button there, but just drank a little water, went down the wrong pipe, as they say. So, denied entry. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem tried to just use a bathroom break in Chicago. They wouldn't let her in the building. They wouldn't let her in the building. So what did she do? She ordered ICE to blow the building up and seize control, and now Chicago is under federal control. Just kidding. She just held it. Cut 23.
Can we use the restroom?
No, you cannot.
We can? Okay. Great. Thank you. Interesting. That's what Governor Pritzker says is cooperation in keeping people safe.
So why wouldn't they let you in? What's been going on here? What's been going on here, Secretary?
We were coming to go out and do some operations to pick up some guys with criminal convictions on them, and the city police wouldn't even let us use a restroom.
And you were just blocked by us by a worker here from the city?
A worker at the municipal building here in Broadmoor would not allow us to go in to use a restroom at the police station. So as much as these local leaders and governors talk about cooperating and having the backs of our law enforcement officers, this is what we have to put up with every single day. And all we're doing is getting criminals and terrorists and cartels and gang members off the streets to make families safer. It's ridiculous.
I mean, is it impeding law enforcement? I mean, this is a real problem.
This is a real problem. I'm so proud of our officers that deal with this every single day. They know that America's got their backs, but what they face here every day is real prosecution.
Hey, Benny, not for nothing. It's impeding the emptying of a federal officer's bladder. But I don't know if that's actually a crime or not. Benny Johnson will be there on Friday as well for our big rally in New Jersey, 4 to 7 p.m. I'll be doing the show live from there. Would love to see you. Stop by and say hello. Register today at 1210WPHT.com. And do that, and we're going to have a great day together. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited for Friday and what we're going to do. And just a reminder, Mikey Sherrill, the worst candidate in the history of politics. This is cut number 7. This is not from New Jersey. Mikey Sherrill, take a listen.
Yeah, thank you.
Who eats pork roll?
Not me.
I think that's gross.
Oh, you know it is.
I've had this fight multiple times. Nobody wants pork roll.
Sounds like a pterodactyl's baby. That's what she sounds like. And when's pork roll? Oh, that sound is terrible. Right?
Oh, Becky from Virginia. Crazy.
Becky from Virginia doesn't like pork roll. And when's pork roll? I love a pork roll, egg, and cheese. Oh, man. Give me some of that.
Breakfast,
you know what I mean?
Champions.
I had one Saturday morning. We made wine, and I went up to see some of my wine friends. They're in Central Jersey, which doesn't exist, so it's actually technically North Jersey. And they had Taylor ham, egg, and cheese sandwiches, as they call them up there. And it was wonderful. It was delicious. The pork roll was sliced nice and thin. Good cheese, where you don't have too much. You want to have a nice ratio of cheese, you know what I mean? And Cooper Sharp, obviously. Right, Justin?
Yeah, I mean, I can see Cooper Sharp. Normally, I'll do a little, if I'm feeling adventurous, do a little pepper jack on it.
Pepper jack?
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Interesting. Who eats pepper jack? Oh, Newman Price made a song about Becky from Virginia and pork roll. Should we play one of the two. We have two versions from Newman Price. When we get back, we'll play both and let the YouTube audience decide which version they like better. There's a rap style and a Jersey crooner style. Is that what he's calling it?
Jersey doo-wop was
Jersey doo-wop.
Doo-wop was his was what I was told.
Okay. Well, I like it. I'm excited. We'll do that as soon as we get back. But first, I want to tell you about Dr. Mike Veneria. Why he is my dentist. He is a great guy and a great friend, and you need to make your appointment to get your free implant consultation. It is about care. It is about compassion. There are a lot of dentists out there. I get that. And there are even more chain dental offices now than there used to be. They are about cost, and Dr. Mike is about care. That's how you got to remember the difference. He's been my family dentist for several years now, and all my kids go to him. My wife, Bridget, she got a beautiful smile upgrade from Dr. Mike last year. Now, her smile was beautiful, but the veneers needed to be replaced. He gave her beautiful caps. Bridget has never had a more beautiful smile, and she feels really confident. You will feel that confidence, too, if you go see Dr. Mike Veneria. Veneria Dental, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He is the master for 12 years in a row, recognized among his peers as the guy. So that means that when another dentist has to send somebody for really complicated dental stuff, they send them to Dr. Mike. And that means that he is the expert who the experts send their patients to. So he is the expert de tutte expert. And you should definitely go see him. Cinnaminson and Woodbury, both offices, right? It's like an attack. Capo de tutte capo. The expert de tutte expert. Cinnaminson and Woodbury, both right over the bridge and easy to get to from wherever you are. So stop putting off seeing a dentist. Stop putting off getting that consultation for complicated dental work. And get your smile what it deserves today, which is an upgrade. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's the Virginia queen because she's not from Jersey. Mikey Sherrill hating on pork roll. Oh, it's pork roll. And Newman Price made a couple songs for Mikey Sherrill. Welcome back. Glad you're here today as we continue along the show. Friday, we are live in Wildwood for our big rally. We got over 1,000 people signed up. I want to see you there. 1210WPHD.com. Monday, Politics and Pints with number one New York Times international bestselling author Jack Carr. The Terminalist series, his new book, Cry Havoc. We'll talk about the state of the world. We'll talk about President Trump, who was with the United States Navy yesterday over the weekend. Did a really great rally with them. Everybody was very excited about that. And that was really, really cool to watch. In fact, we have some audio from that, too, as they celebrated 250 years of strength of the United States Navy. We'll get into that at some point, too, as we continue along. But the president was actually asked a couple things today. And then the Republicans also had a press conference regarding Arctic frost. So we're going to get into all that. We have a lot going on here. On the shutdown front, NBC News called out Hakeem Jeffries about saying it's a Republican shutdown. And I don't know, this is one of those rare moments in media when you go, wow, they actually went there. So here's Cut 15, NBC News with the House Minority Leader, who I think is just so boring. I really do. I don't get it. The guy is dull. The guy is just, there's no charisma there. I don't get it. You know, I mean, at least Pelosi had that vampiric charm about her. And a little bit, she'd make you afraid that she would, you know, rip your neck off and drink your blood. So there was that. But Jeffries, doesn't have it. I don't know how he got there. But anyway, cut 15.
Fighting for.
But let me ask you, because you say this is a Republican shutdown, but it's Democratic senators who are withholding their votes on what is called a clean resolution. That means no strings attached, which is something, quite frankly, Leader, that you and other Democrats have advocated for in the past. Take a look.
You do not use the threat of shutting down government to try to advance your policy agenda.
First thing that the House has to do is pass a clean six-week CR.
A continuing resolution that is at the fiscal year 2023 levels is the only way forward.
Why not fund the government and debate extending Obamacare tax credits after the fact they don't expire till the end of the year?
Well, what we've called for is a bipartisan negotiation where Democrats and Republicans can sit down in good faith, reopen the government, pass a spending bill that actually improves the quality of life of the American people in an environment where the cost of living is already too high. Republicans promised to lower costs on day one. Costs aren't going down, they're going up. And if these Affordable Care Act tax credits are allowed to expire, premiums and health care costs are going to skyrocket. And America is already too expensive for the American people because of the Trump failed policies, the Trump tariffs, and this will make things worse. So we just want a bipartisan negotiation that addresses the health care crisis at the same period of time with the fierce urgency of now.
Speaking of clowns, Greta Thunberg. Now, wait, Matt, do we have audio of Greta Thunberg? Or is that, or is he reacting to a post that she made?
No, this is just Trump reacting to Greta Thunberg while he was speaking with the press about, I don't know, 30 or 40 minutes ago from the Oval Office.
All right, so what they did today in the Oval Office, just so you know, is that they opened up access, the Ambler Road Project in Alaska. This is important, actually, for mining, and something that should have been done a very long time ago. But you remember the previous administration and Democrats in general wanted to just cut Alaska off as being a resource for oil, natural gas, mining, anything. They wanted to just cut it off and make it into a playland. That's not realistic, obviously. So, but first let me play Newman Price, because he made these two songs for us, and I don't want to forget that. Do you want to do the rap version, or do you want to do the Jersey doo-wop version first, Justin? And we'll let the people on YouTube decide which version they like better.
I think we'll go with the rap version first. And
the rap version.
I think Newman Price in the chat said the title for the song is Pork Roll Snitch.
Pork Roll Snitch. Remember, Mikey Sherrill refused to, said the reason why she was involved in the cheating scandal at the United States Navy Academy was because she didn't want to be a snitch. Okay? That's a little context there. Take a listen.
Yo. Mikey talk trash, say pork roast foul. That's blasphemy, girl. Revoke that vow. Jersey on my plate, I'm the diner king. She out there on TV wearing fake bling. 7 mil smile, but the math don't click. You got rich quick, but the vibe ain't thick. Fake hustle posts, girl, stop that pitch. You ain't boss made, you pork roast snitch. Pork roast snitch, yeah, your taste is cheap. Talk big game, but your flex too weak. Money stacked tall, but the truth run deep. You can't buy class in your beauty sleep. Cheated on a test, that's how you rose. Now you teach ethics, everybody knows. Brag on your rank, but the badge don't stick. Silver spoon stripes, not earned, just slick. Kids in the gate through the family plan. Nepotism shuffle, that people can't stand. Talk discipline, duty, tax the poor mass. Raise sales tax high just to cover your class. You said pork rolls gross, girl that's no boast. Insult the state and your campaign's toast. We serving facts while you serving posts. Now the diner crowd cheering coast to coast. You hate pork roll? That's hearsay talk. Real ones grab coffee and walk the walk. You chasing fame while we chasing grit. You can't fake flavor. We're born for it. 7 mil smile, but the math don't click. You got rich quick, but the vibe ain't thick. Fake hustle posts. Girl, stop that pitch. You ain't boss made. You pork roll snitch.
Nice. Very good. I hate pork roll. And then this is the doo-wop version of Democrat candidate for Governor Mikey Sherrill saying she hates pork roll. Take a listen.
Yeah, Mikey talk trash. Say pork roll's foul. That's blasphemy, girl. Revoke that vow. Jersey on my plate. I'm the diner king. She out there on TV wearing fake bling.
From 400K to 7 mil fast. Hey. Funny how the numbers flip that fast. Ooh. Said you're self-made, nah, that's a myth. Whole fam pulling strings like a puppet smith. Pork roll snitch, yeah, your taste is cheap. Talk big game, but your flex too weak. Money stacked tall, but the truth run deep. You can't buy class in your beauty sleep. Everybody knows. Brag on your rank, but the badge don't stick. Silver spoon stripes, not earned, just slick. Kids in the gate through the family plan.
All right, so same lyrics. Which style do you like better? Rap version or Jersey doo-wop version of the Mikey Pork Roll Snitch? You can vote now on YouTube. Excellent. All right. Well done. Senator Chuck Grassley today coming out and talking about Operation Arctic Frost and what they did, the spying that was being done by the Biden administration, spying on Republican senators. I mean, this is amazing to me. Every day is a new revelation about the extent to which the previous administration and the Obama administration, too, spied on the American people, spied on elected officials, and tried to insert themselves into politics. Look, this is what a police state is. I know I've said this before, but the definition of a police state is not cops on horseback and using tear gas. It is when the government uses its law enforcement powers for political purposes, and that's exactly what happened here. Cut 36.
Solicitation of these telephone records, which I think emphasizes the political weaponization that was behind all this effort. And we're still getting more information, but we've released some records today, and I'll let Senator Johnson take over from here, and then each one of you colleagues can join in when you want to, whatever you want to say.
First of all, I want to thank Senator Grassley. It is because of his relentless advocacy for whistleblowers that a lot of this information is surfacing right now. We wouldn't know about the list of 100 Republican entities that were targeted by Jack Smith's Arctic Frost investigation. I don't think we know about this as well. So we need whistleblowers. I think Dan Bongino and folks of the FBI, they don't know where all the records are hidden. They still don't. They're not necessarily getting 100% cooperation. But this is outrageous what has happened. I just want to give you a timeline of this. I think you've already got the FBI sheet that shows the number of members of Congress that were targeted. Representative Kelly, Senators Graham, Hagerty, Hawley, Sullivan, Tuberville, myself, Senator Lummis, and Blackburn. Now, this memo was dated September of 2023. To put it all into context, the Mar-a-Lago raid occurred in August of 2022. Jack Smith announced the indictments against President Trump in August of 2023. So this is almost 2 months later. They're casting this net, this fishing expedition against members of the Senate and the House. Again, I've been investigating this with Senator Grassley. This doesn't surprise me, but it should shock every American of what the Biden administration has done. By the way, this is the first time I was targeted by the FBI. Under the Obama administration, the same thing happened to both Senator Grassley and I. As part of the Foreign Influence Task Force, we were giving a briefing to try and convince us that the Hunter Biden laptop was no big deal, basically trying to throw us off the track. So this is major corruption that's being revealed inside the Obama and Biden Department of Justice, the FBI. And I'll turn it over to, I guess, Senator Hagerty, who's one of the individuals.
All right, thank you, Justin. I mean, it's just outrageous. And we'll have more on this tomorrow as all this kind of developed during the show today. And that's what happens during the show. We get a lot of, obviously, breaking news. The president opening up the Ambler Road project in Alaska. This is Cut 32. Take a listen.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. We have a very big signing today having to do with Alaska, a place that I'm very familiar with. And we're making it greater, bigger, and more powerful, and job-producing. It's an economic gold mine, so to speak. And I signed this years ago, and Biden unsigned it for me. This was something that should have been long operating and making billions of dollars for our country and supplying a lot of energy and minerals and everything else that we're talking about. And they undid it and wasted a lot of time and a lot of money, a lot of effort. And now we're starting again. And this time we have plenty of time to get it done. And it's going to be done properly.
And this is the president talking about Greta Thunberg. As you know, she is the young environmental activist who warned of our demise many times over. We should all be dead by now because of Greta Thunberg. Not because of Greta Thunberg, but based on her predictions, which were obviously all wrong. I think if you're going to make predictions, you got to be right. So today in America's Newsroom on Fox News, forgive me if I didn't mention I was on there, I predicted Jack Chiarelli will win because of Mikey Sherrill's pork roll moment. I do believe that. I really do. Things like this matter. I know it sounds silly, but it does matter. Anyway, here's the president, cut 35.
She's just a troublemaker, you know. I mean, she's no longer into the environment. Now she's into this. She's a troublemaker. She has an anger management problem. I think she should see a doctor. She needs anger. If you ever watch her, she's a young person. She's so angry. She's so crazy. Now you can have her. You can have her. She's just a troublemaker.
And if you're wondering who's in charge of the Democrat Party right now, and this is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, it is about care, it's about compassion, and that's why for 12 years in a row, other dentists have sent their patients to Dr. Mike and call him the expert, VeneriaDental.com. If you're wondering who's in charge of the Democrat Party, it is Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Sandy from Yorktown, not the Bronx. Cut 30.
Is that they are scrapping and grasping at straws because they have nothing else. Laugh at them. Stephen Miller is a clown. I've never seen that guy in real life, but he looks like he's like 4'10". And he looks like he is angry about the fact that he's 4'10". And he looks like he is so mad that he is 4'10", that he's taking that anger out at any other population possible. Like, laugh at them. Laugh at them. Yes, they are dangerous. Yes, we're here to be strong for one another. We need to expose the lies. We need to never let off the gas when it comes to protecting one another, exposing the lies, documenting things. We're seeing this too, right? And so I think it's very important to be able to hold multiple things at once. And we've seen this work in other cultures. We've seen this work in other countries. Yes, the resistance to authoritarianism is very real. The risks of abuse of power are very real. But one of the most powerful cultural things that you can do to a political movement that is predicated on the puffery of insecure masculinity. That's what this is about. This isn't, people talk about toxic masculinity more than it, like, let's put that to the side for just one second.
Let's put your whole clip to the side for a second. All right. Cause the fact that you bring up toxic masculinity is still the problem and why you people keep losing. And it's still the problem. The fact that you don't get that is part of the issue. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. I don't know what to say. All right, we got a big 6 o'clock hour coming up for you, and I know you're going to be excited for the Phillies game. But a lawsuit in New Jersey, the corruption with the New Jersey Education Association, the NJEA, and this guy who ran for governor using union funds, union dues. Finally, now there's a lawsuit. We're going to talk about that. This is the jerseyest thing you ever heard and just reeks of corruption. We'll talk about that. But I want to talk about Emmons Roofing and Siding. My great friends over at Emmons, they are the real deal when it comes to your home. 10% off. 10% off discount on all of their services for my listeners. Just tell them I sent you. Roofing, siding, windows, doors, and more. If you need a new roof, you will have the Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business by the Owens Corning Shingle Platinum Certified Contractor of Emmons. And Emmons does kitchen and bathroom remodeling. And they were just in my house. We're going to get an estimate on Wednesday to remodel the kids' bathroom. And I'm excited to see what Emmons and their design team have come up for us because they are the best. And they remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in our old home and did a phenomenal job. How is your roof doing? I know it's gorgeous out today and it feels summer-like, but before you know it, we are going to be getting into the winter months. I don't want to be a downer, but that's how it works. So if you need a new roof or roof repairs, reach out to Emmons. You'll have a lifetime warranty on that roof. If you have a Jersey Shore house, have Emmons give you an inspection because winters can be brutal on Jersey Shore homes, as you know, on every home. So make sure your home has the protection and peace of mind that it needs thanks to Emmons. Roofing, siding, windows, doors, kitchen, and bathroom remodeling. Emmons has you covered. My go-to contractor for over 12 years in two different homes, and I've been happy with the work, and that's why I keep using them, and I'm going to be using them for another project, hopefully. So, EmmonsRoofing.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.